I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow night.
All right, we're now into the Sunday night live portion, 6 to 8 p.m. every Sunday that Chase Geyser hosts, and he's ready like a racehorse, you know, with the gate about to open. And so he'll be coming here in about 15 minutes. But General Flynn's been very gracious. He's been traveling all over the country and making films and writing best-selling books and just battling for this republic. And one of the things that scares the deep state is that he's one of the main advisors to President Trump. But in the time we have left, other key areas that we haven't, you know, gone into, I would just say, new listeners tune in every second, just briefly before we hit those final points, I just cannot find words to describe the urgency. And the average person, because I talk to him, goes, well, what do? I can't beat him by myself. No, just get your family to vote. Speak out. Speak at your church. Raise your kids good. You know, teach a Sunday school class. Pray to God. Support this broadcast. Become more educated. You know, go out and protest against tyranny. Go out and promote and support shows and things that tell the truth. Nobody's going to fix it all themselves, but all of us together can move the needle big time. And that's why they tried to kill Trump twice in the last 2.5 months, is because for all the fraud they've got baked in, he's going to have such a landslide, he's going to win. I 100% take an hour to go over why I know that, and on-the-ground evidence, and the head of Rasmussen Polls, who's been so accurate over the years, predicting that there wouldn't be enough big enough landslide 4 years ago. And so they were able to steal it, but now the landslide's so big, bigger than 2016, they're predicting he will win, and they've been very accurate. So there's a lot more that goes into that. So that's why the system's so desperate. And I asked this question, but I belabored it, so maybe I'll ask it again without a, you know, five-minute question. So you forget the first thing I asked. How angry do you think and apoplectic is the deep state that all the shenanigans going back now for 8 years before he was even in office to take out Trump have failed? They've got to see the hand of God on him. That's got to really, really get in their brain.
Yeah, I mean, you said this earlier. I mean, this is satanic. I mean, these people are evil. And, you know, never mind the World Economic Forum and the globalists that are outside of the contiguous borders of the United States of America. We have some of them right here in this country, in, you know, in the likes of many of the people that are in the current government and those that are surrounded and swirl around it. One of the things that I've written about this here recently, that I believe that Kamala and the cabinet right now, the cabinet that exists that's supposed to be serving us, I think that they have a duty under the 25th Amendment to remove President Biden before this secret committee that's running our government gets us into a war that is unwinnable. And I talked about, you know, the situation in Europe and the situation in the Middle East and the kinds of things that are going on right here in this country. You know, we really haven't talked too much about China and what China is doing. And China is behind.
So stop. We've got time. I want you to take your time, elaborate, because I always want to say this. Here's General Flynn, former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, super respected all over the place. He's saying a secret committee runs the White House. But wait, even the Washington Post and New York Times have asked the last 3 months, who's running things? And they go, well, it's a cabal. Think about where we already are. Please continue.
Think about that. So some group of people are running this country right now because Joe Biden clearly is not running the country. He clearly does not have the mental faculties to be able to do it. Kamala Harris is campaigning, and we've all learned what we've, you know, the American people now have seen why she got no votes in the Democrat primary when she was running for president a fair number of years ago. So who's running the country? And that group of people, some of them are inside and some of them are outside. And you know, one of them's, you know, name starts with the letter O. So we are in a really different place right now. And I believe that as it stands right now, our country is on the brink of something that we cannot get ourselves out of anytime soon, or in a way that we are victorious, or we're the winners. We're on the good side of the victory line, right? And I believe that. I believe that right now. So as I look at the world and as I look at all the dynamics that are happening, from the invasion that's taken place in our country, the death toll from fentanyl that's Chinese made, a Mexican cartel introduced, the Mexican cartels right now south of our border are going through an internal war. And the consequences of that is going to have another generation of leaders rising up to run those cartels. And these people are more dangerous than the ones that are currently there. And they are about to, they now have a communist as a as a president in Mexico, and you've got Trudeau up in the north, you've got, you know, Kamala, that's really, I mean, Biden's not doing, he's not in charge. He's definitely not in charge. So I believe that there's a duty for her to take the cabinet, to sit down with the cabinet. I mean, let's face it, folks, the first cabinet meeting that they had was the other day after a year of no cabinet meetings. And who chairs the cabinet meeting? Jill Biden. I mean, give me a break. So we're in a really, we're in an interesting place. And I'm not, you know, I'm one of these people that like rise to the challenge, America, right? So what in a little bit of time that I have left here? And thank you so much for allowing me to,
yes, sir,
to have this platform today. It's a very important platform for Alex. And what we're trying to do, which is we're trying to raise the voices of those of us, you know, the Paul Revere's, like he says, you're all Paul Revere's out there, right? I am one of these like big fan favorites of Thomas Paine, right? This is not a time, you know, for summer soldiers, right? This is a time like Lincoln or like George Washington crossing the Delaware. The man got down on his knees. I know this. He prayed. I know that he prayed. I've read that letter that he wrote to his wife. And then he got up off of his knees and he went across in a very uncertain time, in very uncertain waters that were mainly frozen. And right now we kind of are in one of those places, sort of metaphorically, we're in one of those places right now. And what we can't allow ourselves to be is frozen. We now have to stand up, say your prayers, get off your knees, get organized at the local level. Do not allow these people to steal this election. Do not allow these people to undermine what we know is right within our Constitution. Don't let somebody tell you something that is just so unbelievable. If you have to take a minute, you have to reel back and you got to go do a little bit of research. Go do a little bit of research. Use your God-given common sense. Right now is the time for this country and the millions, millions and millions of people who know better, who know what's good for us, who know how to do things with, you know, throughout this country. If we don't get behind Donald Trump, because right now I believe, and I wrote about this earlier today, in fact, it'll go out tonight probably, that what this administration, what I say they're doing is they're allowing Kamala Harris to sleepwalk to this presidency, you know, not doing tough interviews, taking her down to the border now, that, you know, like she cares about the border. I mean, she didn't know, she couldn't give you a map. If you gave her a map of Europe and said, you know, write the names of these countries in, she could barely do that. She could probably couldn't do it.
Why did they choose such a moron? I mean, I've got my own idea. But.
They like I said, she's sleepwalking to the presidency because she's totally controlled, as is Joe Biden, as was Joe Biden. Joe Biden's been this way. His mental health issues have been known for a long time. And it's just gotten to the point where it's so bad that they need to declare the 25th Amendment. They have a duty. They have a duty to the Constitution. They have a duty to the American people to do that.
Because we're already living under this bureaucratic star chamber secret coup.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. So I come on a stage, I pop in, I pop off, and I pop out. And what I'm hoping for, and I know Alex is doing this, he's in this every single day as I am in my own way. And we're out there trying to be champions, and we're looking for champions. And we need champions.
I think what you're saying is the listeners are more important than we are.
Big time.
We're just focal points. They're just people have to really get in that understanding.
The most important person on a presidential election day could be a precinct volunteer who sees something or waves the red flag of caution and says, hey, we're not putting up with this.
Look
stuff
how
anymore.
Narrowly they stole the last one.
Exactly. So when we start, because we're going to see these same kinds of things, there are a couple of cases. There's going to be a hearing tomorrow, I believe, in a court in Georgia that has to do with this, and I won't get into the details of it, but it has to do with encryption keys that have been discovered in these machines that we use for our voting. And so it's in a court. It's going to be heard tomorrow in Georgia. Pay attention to that one. That's a big, big deal.
And the feds are now coming into states where they're pulling illegal aliens, confirmed and dead people off the rolls, right, and saying, you can't do that.
Right.
I mean, so at least we're forcing them out in the open that they're thieving.
Yeah. And that's what we want to do. We want to put them on their heels constantly. And so incremental victories on the battlefield. When you feel like, you know, and you feel like all is lost and you're, you know, you're in the throes of your life, you know, the good leaders will say, okay, you know, I need to give the men some motivation. I need to give the troops, I need to get the troops fired up. So we have been finding places to have victories. We've had a lot of victories, folks. You got to go find them. I know that, you know, there's different victories that are happening in places like Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, some interesting developments in Michigan, Georgia, Nevada, all these different places. So we are fighting for these incremental victories.
But by the way, I mean, populists are getting elected all over the world. In Austria today, right. Anti-globalist Zuckerberg apologizes for helping steal the last general election. You've got Klaus Schwab, he still runs it, but he's having to step down. Bill Gates is falling apart. It's not, I mean, we are, if you look at the actual enemy right. operations, they admit it, Davos, no one trusts us. Everybody hates us. I watched the Clinton Foundation. They only think their own people are watching. Chelsea's like, everyone hates us now. I mean, really, when it comes to hearts and minds, we're winning. That's why they need to bring in total tyranny and sew it up, because we're peacefully on a trajectory of turning civilization around. That's why they've got to make their move now.
Yeah. The last thing that I will say is, on the battlefield, you are given an objective to attack, right? And you attack it. But what you have to do is you have to fight through the objective, right? You have to go past it. And where we are right now, our objective, my objective has been over the last couple of years, is to wake this country up and to the understanding, and Alex has done an amazing job of this, to the understanding that what we are facing, and we've been laying this out here over the last hour or so. So now what we have to do is we have to fight through this objective of getting our country back under the control of we the people, because we have an individual in the case of President Donald J. Trump, who is, you know, the leading candidate, major party. He is being our champion out there, and we need to get him to that moral high ground. And he, I know, if you look at today, I mean, what he posted today was a beautiful sentiment for me, from my perspective, because it's my namesake's Archangel Michael's. Today is the feast of Saint Michael, and so when I saw what Trump posted, it was another realization to me that he understands that there is this giant connection between the beauty of our Constitution, the greatness of our people, and the faith that binds us all together.
Divine inspiration. You got interrupted by a break last hour. You were talking about Trump's really, you talked to him, obviously, but he's posting things and saying things that show he's exponentially right. learning now.
And I know, going back into the White House, going back into being the leader of the free world, of the United States of America, with all of the types of things that we are facing right now, I mean, God help us. We need this man to get back into office so we can actually recapture the essence of this greatness of what America, you know, is and what America can be. And that's why I love the bumper sticker, Make America Great Again. I love the phrase America First. That's America First has been something that, you know, it's like, why not? You know, I take care of my family. I take care of my house. I take care of my home. I take care of my yard. I take care of all those things first to make sure that it's all set so I can go around this country to do what I'm doing. And that's all we're trying. That's all we're asking the American people to do.
People need to recognize this is existential, which, again, for people that don't really, I know most people get it, but quantify in closing what existential means. I know most people know, but we need to burn into their brains.
Yeah. Existential means the end of the republic, the end of this experiment in what the United States of America was created to be, which is this amazing place on the planet. In the history of the world, there's been nothing like it. It will mean the end of our constitutional republic. That's what this means if we don't get this election right. It's that important. And absolutely. I want people to understand that be fearless. Be absolutely fearless about what you believe in, and use good God-given common sense to do the right thing. And the right thing is always harder to do, but take that path.
You're right. Moral courage is very rare and it's hard, but it's what builds everything good. And I'm going to make this final point. The only reason you can travel the country tirelessly to reaching, you're on shows all the time, huge crowds, films, books. They hate your guts because you're effective. People back you and they support you at generalflynn.com. I read it. It's amazing. You're fifth generational books on warfare that just came out. Absolutely essential. GeneralFlynn.com. Everybody should go to FlynnFilm.com. If you haven't seen it, bring your neighbors over. Watch it. You're crazy if you don't get the books. If you don't see the film. I'm taking on the deep state. The only reason I'm still here through all this, it's not me. I mean, I want to keep fighting. That's easy. I'm not going to give up. I'm like a horse that'll run till I have a heart attack. That's not a problem. But if you don't back the horse, feed it, and give it water and stuff, it'll fall over and die. And General Flynn's obviously the same way, and you are. So when you pray for us, when you spread the word about what we're doing, and when you support us, that is beyond critical. Support Trump, pray for Trump, share his articles, share his events, share his speeches. That's how you override the enemy. Your power on your text message, on your email, word of mouth, tell folks about a local station you listen to. Feel small. There's millions of you. It's massive. When you get excited and you take action, nothing on earth can stop you because God's working through you. And if God's with us, who can be against us? So please go to thealexjonesstore.com, separate from InfoWars. Whatever happens to InfoWars, thealexjonesstore.com is there. Those t-shirts, those ball caps, and more stuff's about to be added. That is what is going to allow, and it's already being done, the escape ship. And when they think they blow up one Death Star, when they're going to go, oh my God, when another one comes wheeling out at them. So I'm just going to stop right there. But the point is, we've got it, the new Death Star basically built, but we need some other things to get it fully armed and operational. So you want to see us continue to kick ass? Go to thealexjonesstore.com and power up the next Death Star. I hate to use a bad guy term, but they see us as like a Death Star to their operation. So the there's new, let's say, multiple Death Stars, but they got to get fueled up and ready. We're almost ready to go. We're not playing games. Thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, still there. You order stuff, you get it. I hope it survives. Vitamineral Fusion, all of it. My dad's company that's a big funder of ours, drjonesnaturals.com for the supplements. But go to GeneralFlynn.com, get his fifth generational warfare books, get his film and so much more. General, God bless you and thanks for the time.
Thank you so much, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a real honor to know you and work with you and your great team. All right, we're going to go to a quick break and the great Chase Geiser comes in for the next hour and 43 minutes. Stay with us. I want to talk to the InfoWars listeners and I just want you to know that I really appreciate what you've done. You know, I want to fight the globalists. I want to take them on. I want to defeat them. Because it's the right thing to do, and we'll be slaves or dead if they're able to get their agenda fully through. And if you think about how far we've come in 30 years and how almost no one knew this information decades ago, but now everything I've been covering forever is now really mainstream, and all the top talk show hosts, not just in the Western world, but all over the planet, are talking about one world government and the end of the family and how pedophiles are in control and how they want to depopulate us and everything that we've been exposing. We don't have big establishment sponsors. We don't have billionaire secret financiers like the left. We're funded just like Trump with small donations. That's how he's funded. We're funded by you supporting us, by you getting the products. So we try to bring you, this is important, the very best products out there so you get a absolutely great response from it. And so that you really, really like it and know that we weren't steering you wrong. Now, of the 1% or so of people that ever buy a product, we get five-star reviews, 4.7, 4.8 in third-party reviews. But the vast majority of you love the info. It's very popular. People love freedom. They don't want to be slaves. But only a tiny percentage of you ever actually go and get any of the products. These are great products you want. They're the highest quality, discounted from what the ultra quality brands sell them for. Here's an example, okay? We sell high quality, full spectrum CBD gummies that are made by one of the top labs in the country. Even when the company we get these from discounts them, and they have a pretty good deal, it's $10, $15 more than we sell it for. Then when we discount it, it's like $25 less than they sell it for. These are high quality gummies. Somebody's already been into these, but just look at these, just full of these. And they actually are a little bit moist because they're just so full of all the goodies, ladies and gentlemen. One of these, you sleep great. One of these makes you focus, have just incredible clarity, but you're relaxed. And again, that's about a half full bottle because that's here in the studio. Folks have been getting into them. And if you know a good gummy, it's a little juicy, it's a little wet, it's just totally jam-packed. Now, these are great, but then they have the 1,000 milligram tincture at InfoWarsStore.com. I say they, it's the group we private label it from. They ship it from their warehouse in Colorado. So when you order, it just comes from them right to you because that's where our warehouse is as well. And the 1,000 milligram is super strong, full spectrum, incredible high quality. And the folks we get it from sell it on average for $45 more than we sell the 1,000 milligram for. So you want to take advantage of all of that. There's all the other great products, Nerve Renew. There is Good Night's Sleep, an amazing natural formula for better sleep. The 1,000 milligram vitamin C and zinc with rose hips, the Linus Pauling formula. With the rose hips and the zinc, so good for your whole immune system and body. Then, of course, there's Better Mood, really works well. And then Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for a long time. We got a huge shipment in, but I'm offering it for 40% off because I want you to get it and experience it. Tastes great, all natural, all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids, everything you need in one place. Tastes great. Make a picture of it, you know, every 4 or 5 days. Have a glass in the morning, glass at night. Send it off to school with your kids. Take some to work. A bottle of it. It is amazing. And you get full absorption because it's liquid rather than pills. So, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the InfoWars MD line and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air. Plus, these are great products you want.
Thousands and thousands of people. And they
Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body, and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold in elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So, full spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday Night Live. I am Chase Geyser, your host for the next 1 hour and 37 minutes. Coming in with one of my favorite songs of all time. I made a playlist on Spotify called Dreams of Texas. It had songs like this on it when I moved here from California, driving from Orange County, California to Austin, Texas in 2020. I was lucky enough to get here in time to buy a house before it became impossible to afford one in the United States of America. And every time I hear this song, I think fondly of that road trip that my wife and I took with our dog to Austin, Texas. I was a highwayman. All right, folks, we've got crazy stuff going on. That was one of the most powerful broadcasts I've ever seen from the Alex Jones show with Alex Jones and General Mike Flynn. What a nice guy. I was standing by the copy machine printing articles to do this, and I didn't realize that General Flynn was going to be here in person. I thought that it was going to be a remote interview. And I'm just standing there, running copies, printing articles, stapling them together, looking at the headlines, and all of a sudden the door flies open and there's General Mike Flynn. So shake his hand. Nice to meet you. One of the most beautiful things about working here at InfoWars is experiences like that, or experiences like running into the former NIH director, Francis Collins, at the airport and being able to capture Alex Jones, confront him about the 20 million dead, and congratulate him on killing more innocent people than Adolf Hitler himself. Or going backstage for Tucker Carlson events, or backstage for Turning Point Action events in Detroit. It's amazing to have a sense that what you do every day has an impact on the world, a positive impact. And this isn't just about America anymore. This is about humanity. We are one of the last bastions of freedom for humanity itself. When we're not just faced with Marxist leftists anymore, or Democrats who disagree with us about simple issues like tax policy or little differences in foreign policy, we are now faced with a political philosophy that advocates the depopulation of humanity itself, the dismantling of our government and our culture itself, the opening of our borders, the allowing of migrants to the tune of millions upon millions to flood in, 500,000 of them now reportedly convicted criminals coming in, all while unhinged leftists call for executive orders to totally dismantle the Supreme Court itself. We're going to run clip number 30 here. Unhinged leftist author tells Marr, Biden should dissolve the Supreme Court. Let's watch and unpack.
Democrats had, like, elected people. The Supreme Court is completely his. You know, I mean, it's so disgraceful, this court, that it shouldn't even be allowed to be called the Supreme Court. You know,
I mean, I didn't know that Howard Stern went into transition.
It is an, it's an insult to Motown to call it Supreme Court. So,
is that a Supremes joke?
It's not.
Gosh, how old is she?
A court. It's only a court in the sense that the court of Louis XVI was a court. You know, I mean, basically, it's a harem, okay? It's a harem. It's Trump's harem. So I always feel sorry for the three real judges on the court. You know, I know a lot of people have jobs, not me, not you. And you have to go to work every day, and there are people you don't like at work. But can you imagine having to go to work every day? Alito? You have to go to work with Alito? With Kavanaugh? You know?
Can you imagine having to go to work with her?
So what Biden should do, not that you asked, but when they pass that...
Can you be a good boy and get me some Epsom salts? My feet have corners on them.
The president, you're the chief, which is what that ruling is. You can do whatever you want. You can never be, you know, held responsible. I thought, you know, Biden's still the president. No one seems to notice, but...
Yeah, it's not exactly
Biden
obvious, is it, Leibovitz?
Dissolve the Supreme Court.
Dissolve the Supreme Court?
He even says, come on.
I'm the president. I'm the king now, like you said, and go home.
Okay. Good to see you're centrist.
Unbelievable. All right, folks, we're coming up on a break in exactly 1 minute, and then we're going to get into the news. We're going to cover Kamala's visit to the border and her claims over the years about the border. We're going to cover the fact that Walz was met with scathing boos at a football game while Trump was met with abundant cheers at a football game. In the meantime, please go to thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com and get the amazing fundraiser classic shirt. It's black with the red InfoWars logo on it. This is our fundraiser that is going to ensure that Alex Jones can remain on the air, broadcasting his show, his content, no matter what happens to InfoWars this fall on that fateful day scheduled for November. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are the shirts amazing, not only are the products amazing, the hats and other products, but every time you purchase on this site, you get entered to win an amazing $138,000 Dodge Ram truck plus $10,000 in cash. And not only do you get entered to win the cash, not only do you get amazing shirts and hats, but you can save Alex Jones's voice and freedom of speech itself by going to the Alex Jones store right now, thealexjonesstore.com. Be the reason Alex is still on the air.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast limited edition fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold in elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So, full spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. Check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tonight, Sunday Night Live unveils the hidden truths behind today's headlines with your host, Chase Geiser.
Welcome to Sunday Night Live. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host for the next hour and 27 minutes. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get to calls tonight or not. If so, it'll probably be an hour from now, so stand by. We're going to play it by ear. It depends on how much news we get through. We have reports now, video now, that John Kerry has come out and called for censorship. The First Amendment is supposedly, according to him, a major block to fighting disinformation. I think he even goes so far as to imply that it's an enemy of democracy itself. And it should be, because democracy is a rule of the mob, and the word democracy is not mentioned once in the Constitution of the United States of America. We are a republic. Freedom of speech is meant to be the enemy of democracy in its literal sense, not an enemy of the representation of the people, but an enemy of governments which seek to impose sanctions, regulations, and restrictions on the people for the sake of conglomerating all political power and establishing a new world order, one world government. I know it sounds like I'm preaching to the choir. I know I'm beating a dead horse, but that is the ultimate goal of these people. It's to conglomerate all political power into one world government, a new world order 2.0, so to speak. And that is the mission of InfoWars. That is the mission of patriotism itself. That is the mission of America First itself, of the Trump campaign itself, is to combat this villainous objective. It's just like the Axis versus the Allies. We are trying to fight the epitome of evil itself, which is a government that has no representation whatsoever, that represents no one whatsoever, that has zero accountability whatsoever. Just imagine if every branch of the government became as the FBI is or the CIA is. No accountability whatsoever, only internal investigations when scandals are revealed. No freedom to criticize these institutions, these political leaders whatsoever. That is exactly what they want because they are terrified at the notion that they lose their power, especially since they have wielded their power in a criminal way. Now it's not just about fear of losing power because power is so convenient to political success or financial success for this class. Now power is essential to keep these individuals, the Hillary Clintons, the Kamala Harrises, the Joe Bidens, the Hunter Bidens, out of prison. It's absolutely essential to their very own freedom now because they have abused their power to such an extent. That is why we are seeing assassination attempts, attempts to silence freedom of speech, attempts and attacks on basically every right that we cherish as Americans. Not only are they literally sponsoring the invasion of our southern border by people from all over the world now, 500,000 criminals apparently just roaming free in the United States from various countries in Central and South America, but they are also attacking us on the metaphysical spiritual front. They're confusing us about our genders. They're confusing our children about their genders. They're using artificial intelligence to manipulate the masses in some psyop that we've never seen before. I mean, if you think 1984 was a horror story, just look at what's happening right now in Washington, D.C. So they're attacking us spiritually, they're attacking us physically, and now they're attacking us in some other metaphysical way where they are trying to erode what it means fundamentally to be American altogether. Here is John Kerry in clip number 14 calling for censorship, criticizing the First Amendment. This is a man who has repeatedly, time and time again, for years, taken a solemn oath to protect the Constitution, coming out and violating that oath right before our eyes explicitly.
And I think the dislike of and anguish over social media is just growing and growing and growing. And it's part of our problem, particularly in democracies, in terms of building consensus around any issue. It's really hard to govern today. You can't, you know, there's no, the referees we used to have to determine what's a fact and what isn't a fact have kind of, you know, been eviscerated to a certain degree. And people go and their people self-select where they go for their news or for their information. And then you just get into a vicious cycle. So it's really, really hard, much harder to build consensus today than at any time in the 45, 50 years I've been involved in this. And I, you know, there's a lot of discussion now about how you curb those entities in order to guarantee that you're going to have, you know, some accountability on facts, et cetera. But look, if people go to only one source and the source they go to is sick and, you know, has an agenda and they're putting out disinformation, our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just,
unbelievable,
you know, hammer it out of existence. So what you need, what we need is to win the ground, win the right to govern by hopefully having, winning enough votes that you're free to be able to implement change.
Free to be able to enslave.
Now, obviously, there are some people in our country who are prepared to implement change in other ways. And
so
that's
you're
where
questioning really if democracy can survive unregulated social media.
I think democracies are very challenged right now and have not proven they can move fast enough or big enough to deal with the challenges that we are facing. And to me, that is part of what this race, this election is all about. Will we break the fever in the United States?
You know, in Skull and Bones, there's a very disgusting initiation ceremony. It was captured very accurately and well by a movie I actually just watched yesterday called The Good Shepherd with Robert De Niro and Matt Damon. It was about how the CIA came into existence and the philosophy behind it. And it's just funny to see that man talk and criticize free speech and the First Amendment as a threat to democracy, as some kind of tool for despots to wield, when every despot throughout history has hammered down free speech so hard you can't even recognize it. can't even recognize semblance of freedom whatsoever when this despot is done, whoever it is, whether it's Ivan the Terrible, Ivan the Impaler, whether it's English monarchs or others throughout history. One of the first things they ever do when they seize power, Hitler, Mao, Stalin, is silence freedom of speech. And he's saying that freedom of speech itself is a threat to democracy, where the definition of democracy is having freedoms like the freedom of speech. It is absolutely unbelievable to me that he is uttering that right before our eyes, when somewhere there is a group of people who have witnessed that man be initiated into Skull and Bones. Yes. In order to be indoctrinated into secret societies that have set him up for political success in the United States of America. And I'm not just talking about political success in some superficial way. I'm talking about absolute corruption and betrayal and treason. And I know Kamala Harris isn't a member of Skull and Bones. She's not allowed in such secret societies as of yet, but she is a member of the same globalist club, akin to those at Bohemian Grove or others, where these major bigwig political figures and Hollywood elites get together and conspire for how they can just hammer the masses down into total submission. One of those conspiracies is to silence Americans and invade their small towns with tens of thousands of Haitians or other migrants that are violent. We have a stack this big every single day of migrant crisis after migrant crisis, whether it's in Europe or whether it's in the United States of America, crime after crime, machete wielding after machete wielding, ancient church being burned down after church being burned down. It is absolutely unbelievable to me the audacity of these people to afflict their own people with such violence and injustice, and the fact that we just sit idly by and watch it happen without standing up and doing anything. You know, General Mike Flynn said something absolutely beautiful, I think, at the end of the last segment that he was on. He said, pray, but get off of your knees. And it made me think of the ancient medieval chivalrous knights and how whenever they're depicted, you see that they pray with their swords drawn. Now, I'm not calling for violence whatsoever, but that itself is a metaphor. It is a metaphor for how we don't just hand everything over to God to do for us while we sit by. We pray with a willingness to act, with our swords drawn, unsheathed. You draw your sword, you kneel, you put it down. It's shaped conveniently like a cross with the hilt. And you don't just pray for God to do something for you. You pray for the guidance and the wisdom to understand what God wants you to do for him. Ask not what God can do for you, ask what you can do for God. That should be the true quote, the true JFK quote that's famous. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Ask not what your God can do for you, but what you can do for your God. Pray with your sword drawn, ladies and gentlemen. And while this is going on, we've got clip after clip of Kamala Harris's just utter hypocrisy. I want to show you clip number 23 here. I'm going to go through about five clips in rapid succession, and I'm going to show you Trump mocking Kamala's desperate visit to the U.S. border as the shock ICE report reveals hundreds of thousands, literally over 425,000 convicted criminals in the United States of America running free illegally here. Tens of thousands of them, rapists or murderers or burglars, and then the rest, other crimes. Let's run clip number 23 right here.
There are consequential issues at stake in this election.
Wow, she's a brown shirt now. How much is that Tiffany necklace worth, by the way?
The United States is a sovereign nation.
I bet you that's a $70,000 necklace she's wearing.
To set rules at our border and to enforce them. And I take that responsibility.
The United States is a sovereign nation, and we should set rules at our border. But then she goes on in clip number 24 to say this.
And as president, I will work with Congress to create, at long last, a pathway to citizenship for hardworking immigrants who have been here for years.
And here she is in clip number 25 saying that Trump's policies actually protecting our border were medieval. Well, I think it's time for us to go medieval, frankly. Let's watch.
And folks, on the subject of transnational gangs, let's be perfectly clear. The president's medieval vanity project is not going to stop them.
And here she is in clip number 26, just looking through the border wall as if she's learning something new or observing something meaningful or doing something meaningful at the border when we're being invaded by thousands upon thousands of people every single day. The next clip, please.
We know the arguments, right? The White House, and look at that, Kamala Harris looking through the border wall there down on the southern border. I don't know what specific agency she's with there, probably CBP, Customs and Border Protection. The media that is traveling.
All right, let's see clip number 27 of Trump saying that she's arrived at the border at the worst time, or just of the news reporting that she's arrived at the border at the worst time. This is absolutely true.
And I think this border trip today happened at the worst possible time for her, given the other news that came out, that her administration allowed, you know, nearly 500,000 criminals, many of them violent criminals, to just be in the country and roaming freely, including 16,000 convicted murderers and 13,000 rapists, or maybe it was the other way around, 13,000 murderers and 16,000 convicted rapists.
And remember, she denied that she was the border czar, but we have footage of her as the border czar comparing to some of her comments now. Let's run the next clip, 28.
Would you call the border secure?
The border is secure.
You're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border.
As your president, I will secure our border.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So is the border secure or not? I mean, you said it was just years ago, and you can find lie after lie after lie after lie. And frankly, I don't even know if it matters anymore to call these people out. I think that it does. I hope that it does. But it seems like it's so obvious their audacity and the level of their willingness to just commit crime and lie over and over again. And the brainwashing is just so abundantly clear. I get incredibly frustrated. You know, I told you guys about a year ago that I lost my closest friend because I started working for Alex Jones. It was a text exchange that we had. And it was, you know, really sad. This is somebody that was the best man at my wedding, an old college friend. I thought we were going to be friends forever. You know, my parents have family friends that I grew up around that have been their friends since they graduated from college in 1973. So when I went to college and made close friends and lived with them as my roommates and threw parties with them and shared stories and comforted them in their hard times and received comfort during my hard times with breakups and things like that that everybody goes through in college, I thought then that these were the people that were going to be a part of my life for the rest of my life. But we've arrived at a place politically in the United States of America where we are alienating each other because of these political persuasions. And you know what? That's fine. That's all well and good. But now a year has gone by since I've lost my best friend. And when I see stuff like this, it makes me even more frustrated that people whom I formerly knew and respected and even loved and cherished as my own blood, though they weren't, still have the audacity to think that InfoWars is evil or Alex Jones is evil. When we have a situation where 500,000, a 500,000 people, when I lived in Nashville, Tennessee, that was like the population of the city. There is a Nashville-sized group of illegal convicted criminals, at least in the United States of America, an entire city worth just imported. Not counting the over 20 million other illegals that have come into this country, there are over 325,000 children missing altogether, likely slaves to human trafficking, either it's labor or sex trafficking that's going on right here in the United States of America. Yet I am the one who has to lose family friends because I report the truth about it. I mean, this party is the definition of evil. It is the epitome of evil. This leftist, democratic, globalist machine is 100% the greatest evil that we've ever seen because now they have tools that evil has never had before. Whether you think of Rome under the Caesars as evil, whether you think of Hitler as evil or Mao as evil or Stalin as evil, yes, of course they were, but their tools were limited. They couldn't listen to everything that you said in the comfort of your own home like they can now. They can surveil everything that you do now and store it in a database at the NSA. Edward Snowden revealed this 15 years ago and was called a traitor for it. He was actually trying to save America. Julian Assange in prison for reporting the truth on WikiLeaks about the audacity and criminality of the Clintons specifically. And now they have tools to just manipulate our children with these algorithms on social media platforms like we've never, ever seen before. It's unbelievable. and not only manipulate it, but then wield artificial intelligence to ensure that this manipulation is as efficient and sophisticated as possible, all while simultaneously passing regulation after regulation to ensure that no American individual or small business can start up and create a competitive artificial intelligence to combat their monopoly on this weapon of mass destruction that it is. So they're wielding this artificial intelligence. They're wielding this surveillance. And they're wielding a totally corrupt and paid for by the Soros Foundation, paid for Justice Department to disproportionately prosecute their political opponents, political dissidents, to persecute them, and then sue them when they make any claims or stand up for themselves under false pretenses while they monopolize the mainstream media narrative to steal the identity of people like Owen Schroyer or Alex Jones or others, claim that they said things that they never said, and then call all the Americans who support them domestic terrorists or right-wing extremists. I mean, we are in a place right now where our political leaders are explicitly calling for the amendment, the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States, to be revoked by, what is it, 75%? Is it three-fourths of the states that have to ratify a change to the Constitution? They're hoping. I think right now, 58% of Americans, according to some polls that I've seen, say that they don't like the First Amendment of the United States as it is currently written because of the misinformation protections. If they get up to 75%, folks, that means that they can ratify a change to the Constitution of the United States that would eliminate our own freedom for no reason whatsoever. They totally disregard the fact that this empowers our own government to be a monopolistic force for misinformation itself and to silence all opposition. John Kerry wants to amend the First Amendment so that the government can protect Americans from misinformation or disinformation while totally failing to acknowledge the fact that if his political opponents get into power, that means that they will have the ability to wield that censorship power against his political philosophy. As if they understand that if they eradicate the First Amendment altogether, they know that it will give them a path to one-party rule that could never be fought against, never be won against without civil war. Maybe that's what they want. Maybe they want revolution in this country, civil war, because then that would give them the excuse they need to just exact total violence against us. You think the footage of what's happening in Lebanon is bad? You think the footage of what's happening in the Gaza Strip or the West Bank is bad? You think the footage of what's happening in Ukraine is bad? Just wait till you don't have the freedom of speech protected by our Constitution in the United States of America. Biden himself has come out and said that he would love to use F-15s or F-35s against the American people if they stood up in rebellion. Not only is that an abundantly evil thing to say, that the notion, the audacity to be willing to say that, to be willing to bomb Americans is so grotesque and disgusting and macabre, but it's also arrogant because the United States of America hasn't won a damn war since 1945. If the desert people in Afghanistan or Iraq can defeat us in a war that went on for 20 years, don't you think that the American people could defeat the federal government of the United States in a war? I'm here trying to prevent civil war from happening because I don't want my daughters to grow up in such a conflict. You know how much rape and murder and trafficking and crime happens in a conflict like that? You think you can call the police when your house gets robbed if we're in the middle of a civil war? No way in hell can you do such a thing. All justice goes out the window. And it's all because our people have descended into total moral depravity. I'm not trying to come up here and preach. I don't like to talk about my faith so much on air because it comes off very televangelist and dogmatic. I'm not here to be dogmatic, to come at the audience and say, you should behave in a certain way because I said so or because the Bible said so, even though you should behave in a certain way just because the Bible said so. But I'm telling you that regardless of your faith, whether you're Hindu or Muslim or Christian or atheist, if you do not live a moral life, it leads to corruption at the highest levels of every institution, whether it's an industry, whether it's a business, or whether it's a government itself. And the reason that our government in the United States of America has descended into such depravity is because our people have abandoned all notions of moral objective truth, of moral values. There was a time in this country that even the atheists behaved in such a way that lined up with Christian values to some extent. They believed in things like the Ten Commandments. I know that we have a separation of church and state in the United States of America. I know that it's not explicitly stated that way in the Constitution. But we do, generally speaking, have this value as a country that no one church or religion should rule over the people of the United States of America because that would be a conflict of interest with freedom of religion as protected in the First Amendment of the United States. But we still were founded on Christian values. The Ten Commandments are written and inscribed on the walls inside the Supreme Court. They're up there. It's been a source of conflict. It's been a source of controversy recently. And you can say, oh, well, technically that's a Jewish value, but Jesus Christ himself said that I did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. So follow the Ten Commandments plus the commandment that I give you, which is to love one another as I have loved you. These are all things that you can do and follow almost regardless of any religion that you're for. I mean, obviously, there's only one God, things like that. In the Ten Commandments is a conflict with other religions, especially if you worship the wrong God or an untrue God. But things like not stealing, not bearing false witness, not committing adultery, honoring your mother and father, these are values that every American had regardless of their faith or lack thereof. But now all of this has gone out the window with the destinies of the world advocating for polyamory, even though it's caused him to descend into virtual madness as he grinds his teeth chomping on amphetamines and denies the fact that maybe the fact that he had an open marriage is the reason that his wife left him in the first place. We see that everything falls apart when we abandon morality. And I'm looking back at the Tower of Babel and the story of the Tower of Babel, where everyone spoke one language and they became so arrogant about their ability to build a tower that would go up to heaven itself that they could reach out and touch God by their own volition and their own power. And I'm thinking, maybe that isn't a historical story. Maybe that's actually a prophecy. Maybe the Tower of Babel is yet to come, and it happens when artificial intelligence totally takes over. And it doesn't matter what language you speak, because you have a chip in your brain that can interpret any language being spoken to you. It sounds a lot to me like we are going straight into the Tower of Babel 2.0 when we have leaders among us who declare themselves God, who say things like, I don't believe in God yet, but when I reach the status of a God myself, then I will believe in God, for I believe in myself and myself only. These are the words of the Yuval Noah Hararis. These are the words of the Kurzweils and these other technocrats. And I'm telling you, when that happens, that's right before the total collapse of a civilization. It is time to wake up. It is time to baptize nations in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because if we don't, folks, it is going to be the end. And we can blame the globalists all we want. I do. I certainly do. We can blame our politicians all we want. But if we don't learn how to make our own bed, then we cannot improve the world. If we don't know how to fix our own selves, then we cannot fix the world. So we shouldn't jump the gun and go out and try to make these politicians be accountable if we are sinning and sinning and failing to such an unprecedented extent. Folks, we're coming up on a break. Stay with us for more news on the other side. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com. Also, go to infowarsstore.com. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. It's one of our most popular flagship products. It's all the vitamins and minerals the body needs, plus all the ingredients that the body needs in order to ensure that those nutrients and vitamins and minerals are bioavailable. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and be the reason we are still on the air.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old-style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWars MD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to provide promotes circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.